That's the music of Lou Ray, musician with roots in Eau Claire. You're listening to her track called Unwritten. I'm Lee Rayburn in for Larry today on The Larry Miller Show. And Lou Ray joins us now. And if you haven't heard her music before and you were just wondering why, it's worth asking. Shannon Carey performs under the name Lou Ray. She's a singer-songwriter from Wisconsin. Lou Ray recorded her second full-length album, Dig, in Eau Claire. Are you a musician with Wisconsin roots? Share your story about what it takes to make it and tell us how you support music in your community. Join our conversation at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or send an email to talk@wpr.org. And Shannon, welcome to the Larry Miller Show.
Hi.
Thank you so much
for having me.
Your music is beautiful. How come I've never heard it before?
Thank you.
I just loved listening to your album, and people can find it on Bandcamp and listen at their leisure, and I'd encourage them to do so. And I was like, this is right here from our own backyard. How did I miss this?
Well, you know, that I don't know the full answer.
But, well, yeah, because it's me, but you've got some beautiful music, Shannon, and you perform under the name Lou Ray, and you're from Wisconsin, and you recorded your second album in Eau Claire. I just feel like people should know that, and they should, because they'd love the music. What's it take to get your music out there, I guess, is the question I'd have for you.
Well, right now, I think my thought is, since I'm back in Wisconsin, to just start playing out more and kind of getting the word out here, but I was living in Richmond, Virginia, for the past like 7 or 8 years before this. And that's kind of in DC and Virginia is where I wrote the songs and started playing out and having a band. And then, I toured in Wisconsin like a tiny bit, but I think it's just it's a lot harder than it seems to get music heard. And, it was just a process to get, as far as with the two albums that I was able to get. But now I'm feeling like it's more about just locally, like, what can I do to connect with people here and expose, you know, my songs and try to play more.
Absolutely. And I'd like to just listen to a little bit more to your music from her last album. And Shannon, our guest, performs under the name Lou Ray, and we'll ask her about that. But let's hear a little more from the title track of her most recent album, Dig. Shannon, your album speaks to me, and it seems like it comes from a very personal place for you.
Yes. Well, first off, I'm at this point in my life with music that I'm more surprised when people do hear it, and I'm just really grateful that you did and that you connect with it. I mean, I think that when I wrote it, I still feel like writing songs is just the way that I best express myself. And yeah, it's just a way that, you know, I was going through the end of a relationship with that song. And so the album's kind of about that, but I feel like it grows with me. Like I can see, you know, songs have more meaning than just one thing. Like it can be kind of like themes that you've had in your life and like how they come about at different times.
Yeah, absolutely. And so what does Eau Claire have? How does Eau Claire define the music of Lou Ray? What's the connection there?
Well, my brother is Sean Carey, and he plays in Bon Iver, if you've heard of that band. And so my brothers both went to school here, and they stayed. And so we're from Wisconsin. I'm from Lake Geneva, so that's like closer to Chicago. Yeah. And went to Madison and then Milwaukee for undergrad. And then I kind of moved around after that. And then my brother stayed here and Sean became a musician. And then, you know, later I was in my late 20s and I decided to learn banjo. And then I started to kind of think about what it would be like to write songs and play music. And Sean was just very encouraging, and he helped kind of help me, you know, with all of it.
And Bon Iver really was part, is, has been a part of a music scene in Eau Claire that's blown up with its own, at least for a few years before the pandemic, its own music festival.
I
just think that there is a culture of music there, of creation, of expression that invites people to actually come there, to come to Eau Claire and let's hear you sing.
Yes, and I've been so pleased so far. So we've been here a year and a half in Eau Claire, and the community has been just so welcoming. It's been really much more than I expected, and you know, we've just managed to be introduced to people and starting to play more things with people and get to know the musicians here. So that's just so great.
Our guest is Shannon Carey. She performs under the name Lou Ray, and she's out of Eau Claire. And you can find her. She's performing coming up here December 12th at Shift in Eau Claire. If you are interested, you can find out more about her online from her website, louraymusic.com. Let's go to Jerry in Shell Lake. Jerry, good afternoon.
Hi, I'd like to ask Lou if she's part of the folk string music scene in the Midwest going on all over the place right now, and bluegrass, of course. And I think it's more of a cutting edge than our most of our pop music these days.
Very interesting, and I do believe some Billy Strings fans would agree with you, Jerry. And so you talked about Shannon starting out with learning the banjo. How has folk and bluegrass and that scene here in our backyard defined your work?
Well, that is something I need to learn more about, and I would love to be more connected to that community. The people here that I know are Courtney Hartman is a fabulous guitarist and singer, and then Shane Leonard also plays a lot of acoustic instruments and bluegrass. But I don't know a lot of others, and I would love to just meet more people and jam and play that part of the banjo, which I kind of do my own thing with Lou Ray, but I also like to just play more traditional stuff with people.
Now you perform under the name Lou Ray, L-U-R-A-Y, and it's all one word. And I'm wondering where that name came from.
It comes from a town in Virginia that's sort of in the Blue Ridge Mountains outside of D.C. And it was just a place where I was writing some of those first songs from my first album. And one of the songs I named after it. And then I just decided to just name the whole thing after that. I just felt like I liked the way it sounded. And it's a beautiful place. And I think it just connects a little bit with what I was feeling at the time and just stuck with it.
Your music is very personal. It is obviously heartfelt, and it comes from a place that, you know, I would imagine would be a challenge to put out there and share. When you write something that is so close to you, how hard is it to put it out there and let people judge it, you know, listen to it or talk over it while you're trying to perform it? What's it like putting it out there, and what would you say to people who have trouble, who have things that they would like to express, but have a fear of putting it out there?
I think exposure kind of helps with that. Like the first time you play a song, it is very raw. Like I did that recently, like played a couple new songs, and it's almost hard to get through it. But then once you start doing it a few times, it starts to feel better, and it starts to feel like a little bit more comfortable. But I think it's just a matter of doing it. Like I was thinking back to like open mics. That was like one of the first things I did. And it's just getting that experience. But I think it is one of the special things. Like you create this thing and then you get to show it to people, and you want to also make sure it's not too personal. Like, you know, make sure you're comfortable with what you're going to share.
Absolutely. But at the same time, when you share it and then it has that sort of emotional response that seems to match the emotions that you created it with, I can't imagine that would, to me, seem like why you do what you do.
Yeah, it's amazing. Mm-hmm. No, I mean, I love it. I love the performing part of it. And what, you know, playing a new song or playing a song people seem to really connect with. It is very validating because you're like, yes, this is like one of those emotions that we all feel, and I'm trying to put it into words or make it be expressed with music.
I have another song of yours that I'd like to play from Lou Ray's latest album, Dig. This is Fire Sale.
All my best possessions, but the going is for the overspend. Taking our time with the same expressions at a coffee cup as a promise. Take the long way as is our way. Even rains on us, we'll laugh it off. Take the long way, we'll spell things out. We'll make days for us, we'll drag it.
Wow. I just think that is beautiful, and that's Fire Sale from Lou Ray, which is the performer's name of our guest, Shannon Carey, and you can join our conversation at 1-800-642-1234. Musical artist in Wisconsin looking to break through, what do you do? 800-642-1234 is the number to join us. And Shannon, you talked about your brother helping you with this record. He's also featured on this song, as I understand it. What's it like working with your brother on music?
Well, you know, since I've moved here, we kind of been doing our own things, but when I'm working on a record, it's been really fun because I send him the songs and then he kind of adds things and has ideas, and then when we were in the studio, we just try things out, and some of the stuff he just messes around with and sends me, or some of it we'll work on together. But it's really cool because I think he has a way of adding like the environment to a song. Like I'm like the person that writes the lyrics and the melody and everything. And like with that song, I mean, it's so much his touches, I think, that make that song really special. Like the way that it sounds when you listen to the recording.
Yeah, I to me, like, I hear Eau Claire in there, like the Bon Iver feel, and that comes from your brother, and you can almost feel the sound of Eau Claire, and all of a sudden, you know, this Wisconsin area has a music scene that actually has a sound almost of its own?
It's cool how much it's touched, for sure. Like, it's really been influential on a lot of artists.
Right, putting Eau Claire on the map, which is, I think, very cool as well. Our guest is Shannon Carey. She performs under the name Lou Ray, and she's got a show coming up December 12th at Shift, the Coffee House in Eau Claire, and our conversation with her continues. Let's hear a little more music if we can, because that's the magic in this life. The Wilder, play that from Lou Ray. As we go out here, I'm Lee Rayburn, filling in for Larry Mueller, and you're listening to WPR News.
Is there anyone who knows the places we go and we met? And the world that we know reminds me of make it all matter.
We just wanted to feature music from our guest today. That's Lou Ray with Mountain on WPR News. I'm Lee Rayburn in for Larry Mueller today. He returns tomorrow for Garden Talk, and our guest tomorrow on Garden Talk is Mark Dwyer, who's back to help us care for our plants as winter weather arrives, and we're going to build a better compost tomorrow as well. That's Garden Talk every Friday from 11 to 1 here on WPR News. But right now, our guest, Shannon Carey, she performs as Lou Ray and will be performing December 12th at Shift in Eau Claire, where she has returned after a handful of years out in Virginia in the D.C. area. And Shannon, I wanted to ask you about the mountain and this song about the reason for the mountain. It isn't mine to know. I'm still thinking about that line. And somehow, you know, I can see Lou Ray, Virginia in that line.
Mm-hmm. Right. It's about just nature being there for its own sake and not for our sake, but that we can, you know, we can touch the sacredness of life through being in nature.
The moths, the lightning bugs, and the big mountain.
Yeah.
That's an interesting contrast from these little tiny things that light up our nights to these big monstrosities in our background, and how they all are a part of what inspires you. What are your influences? Like, what did you grow up listening to, and what do you still have on heavy rotation?
Well, I feel like a lot of stuff from the 70s and 80s was stuff that I listened to and I still like. But I was thinking about that. I listen to Anais Mitchell a lot nowadays, like in terms of like a person who's doing great things now. But I grew up listening to like James Taylor, Linda Ronstadt, Emmylou Harris, Phil Collins, Genesis.
Sure. No, you don't have to laugh at that. Come on.
Yeah, all that stuff. Like, you know, the good stuff. Peter Gabriel, Kate Bush.
Well, I know Anais Mitchell from Bonnie Light Horseman, which is one of her groups with the Fruit Bats, I believe, and the Shins. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a super group, but yeah, I can totally hear that music. And you'd mentioned that you were writing some new songs now, Lou Ray. Tell us a little bit about your process and where this new music is coming from for you.
Well, I am in a song group, which is like 20 or more musicians who write songs and submit them to each other. And I've been doing that for years, and that helps me write nowadays. So I have two little kids now, and I have limited time to write. But usually if I am going to write, it's on one day a week where they're not here, and I can often use the prompt of our song group. So it's like somebody leads it and they send out the week's prompt, and then you write a song with that word in it. So that's been one of the really cool ways that I've been writing songs, and it just helps you kind of think about things differently. And you can still write about what's going on with you, but you kind of have like a grain of an idea from that.
Interesting, Shannon, because talk about, you know, the challenge of putting yourself out there and you know, your self-expression for others to view and review and, you know, do what they will with it. But this song group seems like an incredibly, I don't know, a safe place to start with your expression and putting it out there and having a feedback that is supportive, that is constructive, that is yes and also to some degree internal, so that you don't have to worry if you put, I don't know, a bad song. I don't think there's such thing as a bad song, or a song that just doesn't connect, you know, before you try it with a big crowd.
Definitely. Yeah, it's good. It definitely taught me to write bad songs, because when I started the group, I would be like doing all the different tracks and layers, and I would do like this completed thing, which is cool. But now it's more just like a voice memo version, you know, where you get the idea and then you can decide if you want to perform that, or you want to build that, or you want to just be like, that was just that.
Shannon Carey, what's the importance of writing a bad song?
Well, because it still feels good to write it, even though it's not something you'll perform, because there's still something in there that you needed to get out. And plus, it shows you that you don't have to write the perfect song. You know, you just write a song.
it doesn't have to be a masterpiece every time. And those that wrote the masterpieces did so because they wrote hundreds and hundreds of other songs that are in their catalog. Or at least that seems to be the general going, generalizing there, but that seems to be my experience. And that song group, how do you get involved in a song group? For musicians that are like, oh man, I would go to an open mic night if I had a little bit of, you know, a pat on the back. How do you even find these groups of musicians?
That I don't know. I really don't.
You just got
I think this was just so random. It was like I played with another musician who had just heard about it, and then I was able to join. But I think going to things like the Folk Alliance, they do a lot of like, so that's like a national thing. But whenever you get together with a lot of musicians, I feel like that's where these things can be discovered, like people have their own little groups and stuff.
Sure. So being among other musicians, not necessarily performing out with other musicians, but just hanging out with a group and seeing where they're going and where they get their inspiration and support from. And where, I mean, you're raising two kids. Where do you get your support from, Shannon? How do you, how are you able to continue as a musician?
Well, I think that's the question, just in terms of like, how do you fit it all in? And that's why there's been less performing on my part since I had the two. But my husband plays with me. He's plays guitar. So that can be a little challenging. If we're going to play together, then we need to get either family or a babysitter. So, yeah.
It takes a village for these two to be able to play together.
Kind of, yeah.
How many new songs do you have? And do you have any plans for returning to the studio, perhaps with your brother and putting them down on tape?
Yes, I definitely do. I don't know when, but there's plenty for an album. I think it would just be, you know, picking a time and doing it. And that would, I feel like having places to play will help motivate the next record, because you kind of just need, you know, you need a place to do the music and people to come. And I think it's all kind of like connected. And like, once you kind of get off the train, you got to figure out how to get back on the train. And that would be helpful.
Yeah,
I did record.
But you make a great point. As you perform as Lou Ray out there, it is, I would imagine, putting music out in front of an audience to see how it is received is probably more effective than just putting it online and seeing if anybody listens.
Definitely.
Yeah. And this is part of the, how do you break through when you have music that I would like to share your music with everybody, but how do you break through all the noise that this world has to find a beautiful song? And there's not an easy answer to that, but it's not, you certainly have to look. I've got John here in Northern Wisconsin. John, thanks for joining us today. You're on the air with Shannon Carey.
Hi. Yeah, I'm a musician myself and a songwriter and writing all sorts of different genres. And I just wanted to say I heard some of the music and I really like the melodic lines and really nice music. And wish you good luck on your gig.
Yeah, John, where are you playing next?
Oh, my. Let's see. I just got done with a show on Saturday. It sold out, actually, so I was really excited about that. And I could even give the venue for her to play at a future date. It's a great place to play.
Go ahead.
I don't know if that's possible. Oh, it's Wusso's Concert Cafe in Duluth, Minnesota.
Ah.
I'm
going to write it down.
It was what concert cafe in Duluth?
Yeah, he's a really, Jason Wusso, he owns it. He's a really great guy. Great promoter of all sorts of music.
Yeah, you've got a scene up there in Duluth too with some great local music.
Oh my word!
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's something to check out.
Duluth is worth checking out. And John, I appreciate the input. And then again, it goes back to how we started the conversation, Shannon, is that I think your music deserves to be heard. I just don't know how it breaks through all the noise that we have in this world today. This world could use a little more beautiful music, a little more harmony.
Well, thank you. Yeah. I mean, I keep at it. I think social media is one of the things that I struggle with, that I think if I put that out more, it would help. But I think, you know, it's kind of just like a it's hard for your mental health sometimes.
Yes.
To be doing a lot of that. So
yeah, especially
always a challenge
when you're putting yourself out there, not a character or a, you know, a personality, but an actual genuine person. And those would, to me would be the ones you would want to seek out through all the noise and find and listen to. So Shannon, as we're wrapping up here, for those who, again, want to put their music, have something to say, but, you know, are drowned out by the noise or are worried about taking that next step and putting it in front of a crowd and letting them judge it, what tips do you have for someone who wants to do music, who wants to put out an album, who wants to perform live?
I think just making yourself do it the first time and just seeing what happens and having that feeling in the room and connecting with the people. And then that kind of builds because you meet people and then more shows come out of that. And I think just taking the first step is probably the biggest thing.
Shannon Carey, I want to thank you so much for joining us today. And I'll invite everybody to see Shannon Carey perform as Lou Ray, December 12th at The Shift in Eau Claire. Shannon, thank you so much.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you, you know, listening to the music and reaching out.
Feeling the music and to some degree, yeah, singing along or humming along. And we'll wrap up our day, our show today with a little more music from our guest, Lou Ray. The song, Unwritten. And a reminder that tomorrow on Garden Talk during the Larry Mueller Show, Mark Dwyer is back to help you care for your plants. And we'll talk about composting. It's tomorrow from 11 to 1 right here on WPR News.